All right, it's time now. I've got Karen Martolio.
Thank you.
Right here in the studio with me. We're going to talk. She's with Mental Health America. We're going to talk about your mental health. A lot of New Year's stuff going on. We started a new year, and we need to make it a priority to check with our mental health.
That's it exactly, Jay. Thank you so much for having me on. I love coming on to WREB. Since it is the first of the year, it's the first month. I know February is coming very soon,
yes.
But I think we finally kind of have gotten behind the holidays, you know, that's behind us, and we can really look forward. I know I'm like this, you know, now we're like, okay, we're into the year, we're doing well. But if you find that you're not, or you feel like, okay, I know, like, for example, DePaul's starting classes next week. So, mm-hmm. you know, students might be, they might be good for the first week or two. But something to keep in mind is let's make it a priority to make, you know, your life as easy as possible. And part of that is to checking in with your mental health. So what I thought we'd talk about today are three things that I have from our national. We are a national organization, but MHAOPC is of Putnam County, so we're a local resource. So we know how to find things here.
That is awesome. And I guess we were talking about the students, DePaul starting back, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of situations going on there that, hey, you know, we need to check in and make sure that we're prepared. And how does that work?
Yeah. So, you know, online screening is one of the quickest and easiest ways to determine whether you're experiencing symptoms of a mental health condition. So mental health conditions can be, you know, depression or anxiety. And, you know, they're real, they're common, mm-hmm. and they're treatable. So one thing to really keep in mind is recovery is possible. So it's a free online test. You can get it either from, you know, our website, or the national website is just mhascreening.org. Mm-hmm. And it's a marvelous tool. And it's everything from, you know, depression, anxiety, as you would imagine, psychosis, bipolar, eating, PTSD, ADHD. I've heard that lately from a few people calling into our office. And then, you know, if you're Spanish speaking, there's tests in Spanish. And then two that are kind of new that I know people in our area have used. There's a parent test. So, like, especially I'm a mother of teenagers, and it's really helpful to know, is this behavior normal, or is this something I need to worry about?
Oh, well, that's good to know. And you talk about teenagers. Obviously, our teens are going through a lot of stress. But then as parents, I'm a parent of a teenager. I know there's a lot of stress in being a parent, too.
There is. So one thing that I love about the tests, Jay, is they ask you things that you're like, oh, I hadn't thought of that as being a stressor. I hadn't mm-hmm. thought of that as being like an indicator of like ADHD. So you can take these tests, you know, really as many times as you want, but it's nice to get like a basis of like, oh, that's something that maybe I need to think about, or, oh, you know, like I struggle with XYZ. That's an indication of depression or anxiety, or, you know, like I sleep an awful lot. Is that something I should be concerned about? Actually, that is a symptom of depression. So, you know, small things like that. And who knows, if you don't know, then you can't do anything about it. So,
right.
Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to say is, you know, in dovetailing with that, there's another website about navigating life. It's just navigating mental health conditions. And this is new to me through MHA. It's marvelous. Uh-huh. They have navigating friendships and social life, faith, family dynamics, barriers to treatment, the workplace, and identity. So this is all really, it's a marvelous resource to look. And I loved it. I would really like turn anybody onto that just to look at, and as we said at the beginning, right, making mental health a priority.
Yes.
This really helps you kind of like look at those real life things that we deal with and help you navigate those, you know, in a mental health scheme. But, you know, it's just life.
Is that something that is found at MHAOPC.org?
You know, I can link that up since we're talking today and make that our splash screen, so I'll do that. That's a great idea.
Would be perfect. That'd be awesome. Now, I have to go back because I know we were talking there about depression and we were talking about anxiety and things like that, and some of the symptoms being where you may sleep a little more than you should because you just don't want to get out of bed because, you know, whatever you're getting ready to face is, you know, just a little bit much, so
overwhelming,
to speak.
Yes.
Overwhelming, for sure. Do we know that we are depressed or have a lot of anxiety, or is that something that we know but we try to avoid because we don't want to admit to ourselves that there is a problem?
Oh, you know, I think it's both, Jay, right? I mean, I think all of us, most people have actually like dealt with depression on some level, right? And it's like a lot of things in our lives, it isn't black and white. Right. I mean, I know I deal with depression once in a while. Right. I'm not to the point that I need therapy or medication, I think. But, you know, maybe I should take the test as well. I mean, I have. And it hadn't indicated that that's something that I need to see a therapist for. There are things that I can do to help manage that. Right. And like a lot of things. Right. It's like your physical health. Right. We talked right before we started this program that you worked out. Right. So you're taking care of your physical health.
Yes.
Your mental health is the same. Right. I mean, you know, as an example of that, sleeping too much is like, OK, well, instead of sleeping so much, maybe I just, you know, need to like get up and do like XYZ or set, you know, you can use all sorts of tools and tips to help you with that type of thing. One of my favorite resources is a magazine called BP.com. It's called bipolar.com. And I'm trying to think of the name of the BP Hope is the, I think .com is the website. But my point is it's a monthly magazine, and it's just filled with so many great tips. So, you know, we have resources more than just MHA resources. And another thing that I'd like to mention is on our website, one of our cornerstone programs is helping people find help, especially here within, you know, Putnam County. So, and the region, because we know finding mental health professionals can be challenging. So hopefully, I think that's one of our strengths. We know the resources that are available here, and we can help guide you and, you know, make those connections with you.
You know, that's fantastic. I couldn't help but think while we were talking here and while you were giving me the information and we were talking about working out. And, you know, when people go to work out at a gym, they're wanting to get in shape, you know, and it's something that everybody kind of relates to. And they say, yeah, I need to do that. I need to go there and get that done.
I'm right with you.
But, you know, there's kind of, and I hate to say it, but it's true, there's a stigma, isn't there?
Oh, there is,
to wanting to get your mental health exercised and get that in order, because everybody needs it.
Everybody does. And, you know, true. I mean, there is stigma out there. I think there always will be. But I think with COVID, quite honestly, and the big push, and we hear about mental health as just a need that it is, I think that stigma is being reduced. So I think that's a wonderful thing for our community. You know, substance use disorder, so people who mm-hmm. have addictions issues mm-hmm. are now finding welcoming resources in our area instead of that shame that they had before, because people are realizing it is just stigma. It's not anything that, you know, people are dealing with that all of us haven't dealt with at some point in time.
And it works.
And it works.
And it works.
Exactly. Recovery is possible.
Absolutely. And so, like, just the same as I can lose weight, that's possible.
Exactly.
I can get clean if I am abusing drugs or if I am on alcohol. I can get the assistance and find out why that's going on. Because sometimes there's underlying reasons, I would assume, that we, you know, kind of delve into things that we shouldn't be delving into, mm-hmm. drug-wise, alcohol-wise, that
yeah.
make us susceptible.
Exactly. Yeah, there are definitely resources. I do want to do a small plug for the Putnam County Recovery Coalition. They're doing great work in our area. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
So going to MHAOPC.org, I can find out a lot of information. Am I correct?
Yes, you sure can.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have for me? Is there some other information you'd like to share?
Oh, I could talk for hours. I think that's probably enough for today. But if anybody has questions, our office is staffed most of the day. We have part-time staff. So, mm-hmm. But we should be good about getting back to people. So feel free to reach out, do the website, leave us voicemail. We'll get back to you.
For our listening audience, I have to ask this. What if someone needs help right now? They know they're struggling. They know that something's going on. Maybe they're considering some things that they shouldn't be considering.
Yeah,
what do they need to do?
Self-harm. That's a very important question. So thank you for bringing that up. Of course, if there's an emergent situation and you need help right away, please dial 911. That is, you know, an emergency for all emergencies. Mm-hmm. So definite. If you're not quite to like, I really don't want to call, you know, that or go to the emergency room, which is another, you know, emergent care center, right? So you can go to those, you know, use those two resources. 988 is a wonderful resource that just launched nationwide. So if you're anywhere, you can call 988 in the nation and get to the National Suicide and Lifeline Crisis Line. 988. Yes, it's wonderful. It used to be the National Suicide Hotline, but it's actually expanded. It's more robust. If you're into being into legislative action, contact your senators and let them know that, and legislators, let them know that that is a resource you want funded.
Yes.
The Indiana legislature right now, I understand, is going to be introducing legislation to help boost that up. So not only can you call 988 and get a trained counselor right there to talk to you, that is there nationwide, but then also, especially in Indiana, finding those resources to connect people after that phone call. So getting them resources, depending on where they're at, for our Hoosiers. So it's a marvelous, the plans are in the works, and it's just a marvelous resource.
That is awesome. And you heard Karen, you know, talk to your senators, talk to your representatives, let them know you want 988 funded. It is important. Maybe you're not struggling, but someone next to you that you don't even realize may be struggling. Karen, it has been so good to talk to you.
And it's been delightful to be here. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, you're very welcome. I look forward to talking to you some more as we continue to move through our weeks and months. I know you're going to be back with us. And
all right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Anytime. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. That about does it for this interview with Karen, Mental Health America. Just an awesome organization, awesome stuff that they've got going on there. Karen has left the building. Goodbye, Karen.
Thank you, Jay.
Bye-bye.